Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Warriors had a lead that was too big to blow in game two. Golden State is even the NBA Finals. The Warriors win it 107-88 to Boston, and we're headed east with the best of seven tied at one.
The call on ESPN Radio as the Golden State Warriors even up the series at one each in the NBA Finals. How you doing, everybody? Live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District, New York City, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And, I mean, I'm digging for a stat here for Bart because of all the different stats that have come out of last night's game.
You guys aren't good friends.
Perhaps the biggest one, the one that caught my eye the most, was the fact that Moses Moody got in the game late because it was a blowout, scored, and as I shared with you, 5 days after his 20th birthday, Moses Moody is the third youngest player to score in a finals game, trailing only Jonathan Bender, who was a teenager, and Darko Milicic. But my problem is I just looked through the 2004.
Thanks, so take him off the list.
Finals. I didn't see Darko score.
You got to check his career and see if he was either on any other championship teams because maybe he hung around because he was bum salad.
No, the youngest player. He was 18 and 19 years old. You have to understand when they won the championship, he was 18 years old.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find the finals.
No, please don't.
No, I'm going to.
Please don't.
I'm looking.
Like, y'all are not good friends.
It's very important for you.
It's not. It's painful.
You're the Detroit Pistons.
Because guess what? We would be talking about the Pistons as a
Darko
as a legacy.
Scored in the finals on, against.
Man. If we'd have had Carmelo Anthony, we'd have won three or four more.
All right. This stat is bogus, by the way. Unless they didn't go to the finals the next year, right?
No. Hell no.
So what is this?
Damn, they broke the band.
He played three games in that finals.
Did they play?
He didn't score.
Did they lose to the finals to the Spurs before? Maybe. They might have went back.
Am I forgetting that he played the next year? Let me see.
Yeah, we couldn't get rid of that. We couldn't get rid of that trash for a long time.
You didn't like him, huh?
Come on, man.
Yes, yes.
All he did was crash his Lamborghini into a tree.
05. I didn't even realize that. Shows you how, like, you just forget about
Pistons. Yeah,
scored in game two.
Listen how crazy that is.
Scored in game four.
Look how,
a 31-point win, by the way.
Look how crazy that is.
Played 2 minutes.
Pistons went back-to-back. If that would have been Carmelo Anthony instead of Darko Milicic, we would be talking about the Pistons the way we're supposed to as a team that outside of Boston Celtics, outside the Lakers, is the biggest dynasty in basketball right there with the Warriors. We're talking about the Warriors. They would have had it. Pistons went back-to-back with Darko Milicic.
It was a seven-game series.
We could have had Chris Bosh.
I have no memory of that series.
We could have had Chris Bosh.
It was a seven-game series. I have no memory of it. None. I have no memory of this
champions.
Series. They won by 31 in game four to even up the series. Are you serious?
Division champs.
Wow.
What a hell of a job.
Darko with a big 2 points, two rebounds.
At 7 feet.
In that game to help them win by 31.
That is a waste of. Let me tell you something. And listen, we do this big thing on Friday.
We do this
huge thing.
Yeah.
And I know you got to tell them that we buy Progressive. Those are people.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
See, I blinked out. You say Darko, I just go dark.
You went dark.
I go dark. I go like I forget. You know what I mean?
Well, let's get back into the light and call this Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless because forget about what happened in 04 or 05. I totally forgot about 05. He was 19 years old, so it doesn't count. And forget about Moses Moody scoring. It was a blowout. Yeah. And you tell me if you don't think this game went the way I thought game one was going to go. Like, I feel like other than a six-minute span of the first two games, it's kind of like looked like what I thought. Steph Curry's the best player on the floor.
Right.
He's proving it when it matters. And
I was nervous at the start, though, because they got to that slow start.
Tatum looked good, yeah.
Is this one of those Tatum going for 40 or 45 type of games? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, White came back to earth. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean the three guys that went 15 for 23 from three in game one?
Well, Draymond told us.
They were 6 of 23 from the field in game two.
That's what happens when you start, I'm feeling myself. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling myself. You start throwing that junk up and like, doing. Yeah, not today, son.
Yeah.
I always tell you my Terry Mills comment that I had in high school. I had a game in high school, and I hit 7 threes. And people start calling me Three Mills. Tell me Terry Mills. Next game, yeah, 0-10.
Three,
yeah, my coach put my coach put my ass so far on the bench that I couldn't even see him.
Like,
that's
right.
That's exactly what it was. Oh, I was feeling myself. I hit 7 threes, son. You know how hyped you got to be to hit 7 threes in high school?
Yes, I actually did.
And I was the big man?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I was a stretch 5 before I was a stretch 5.
You were feeling it.
Oh, man.
If only you could stretch a little more.
Yeah, and they came back to earth.
But, all right, so they came back to earth, but like I said, like, again.
No harm, no foul.
I want to begin with that question. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Is this just kind of what we expected and we expect to continue? Because the Warriors, it was 6 minutes of game one that just suddenly like flipped, got out of control, and it was over. Now, the Celtics, I told you turnovers were going to be a big story in this. 33 points off of 19 turnovers for Boston, that's your killer. Both teams turned the ball over. It's who really turns those into points that gets you. And this game, the Warriors did that. They still haven't gotten a good game out of Klay Thompson, but it almost doesn't matter. Jordan Poole woke up in the second half. Oh, you see that 39-footer that he threw up? I mean, you know, like he was also looking
He couldn't play worse.
But I think Steph Curry sort of set the tone for his team of resiliency of, like, I am the best player out here, and when we need it most, I can show up and take care of it. Game one, he got the game started. First quarter, all right, everybody, let's go. Right? Like, I'm here, and now let me see everybody else follow my lead. Didn't happen. Game two, he found his way, and then the third quarter of death, which is always that for the Warriors. They come out and they just kill you in the third quarter. And for the Celtics, it was overwhelming. It was too overwhelming because the third quarter in game one felt like the same thing. Warriors just took over the game, but the Celtics managed to push back. But I'm telling you, man, the way Curry has played in these first two games, you might want to start etching his name into the Finals MVP trophy.
Already? At least I tell you
already.
I really, you know, you talk about game of adjustments. I think that was the proper thing to sit Iguodala down and activate Gary Payton Jr. II.
I love
and
that.
And listen, against you,
I love
what you said before, I kind of pushed back, but he was a spark. He was the difference. I don't know how tall he is, but he seems like he's able to play bigger guys with his length, strength, and athleticism and anticipation. Of course, we know he got the verticality. I don't know where he got that from. Maybe the milkman, not his real dad.
Easy.
You know what I'm saying?
Easy.
What he's able to do, I think he was the proper spark that they needed. And, you know, you worry about, you know, when somebody hurts their shooting elbow or hand, if that affects the
it was a month ago.
Yeah, the rotation,
yeah.
Right? And also
you wonder if it messes with his
the
form.
Touch.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, but what he's there for is the defense, the toughness, all the intangibles, all those things that you want from him. And I do think there was a difference to see him out there. He played 25 minutes. He didn't miss a shot. He had 7 points. We're talking about Gary Payton in a second, of course. 3 rebounds and 3 assists. But, the bench played better. Both benches actually, White was really good. He was 4 of 13, so he wasn't great shooting-wise. But White does what he does off the bench. He just wasn't getting a lot out of anyone else. Grant Williams, not enough. And Peyton Pritchard's not enough. And Daniel Tice probably saw his last minutes in this finals because you can't, in pick-and-roll defense, help by dropping off Steph Curry. It's sort of what we learned about Jay Will. You got to get up on him. You cannot drop off.
Yeah.
He's just too good of a shooter, and that's literally what was going on there. So, I feel like this went the way it was supposed to go. And, of course, the conversation remains about Steph Curry. So, Bart, I want you to listen. I was on KJM this morning, speaking of Jay, and I had this back and forth with Keyshawn about Steph, because so many people are trying to figure out where to place Steph in history. And I came up with this. I want you to hear what Key said, and then I want to see if you agree with me and Key or if you have a different take.
Is Tom Brady the greatest quarterback to ever play as far as just all the physical attributes, just everything you'd want in a quarterback?
No.
Where would you rank him as far as just skill, talent, ability against every quarterback? Where would he be? Would he be top 10?
At all time, he might be 15.
Maybe 15. Very interesting you would say top 15 because that's where we are right now. Wouldn't you say, though, his impact on winning in that organization and what they did for him, what he did for them, was remarkable.
It's
and
number
that's what
one.
Elevates him to number one.
It's number one.
So can we then say, because it's longevity in a franchise, winning, culture, standard, the way they built around him, all that stuff, wouldn't you consider then Steph Curry on the same kind of plane, not level, plane, as Tom Brady would be for the NFL, especially with the Patriots?
Yeah, but I probably would put Steph slightly above Tom. And the reason that is because Tom didn't change the game. Steph Curry changed the game. Nobody's in the backyard trying to throw like Tom Brady.
Great point.
Kids are in the backyard trying to shoot like Steph Curry.
Now, what do you think of that? Like the parallel of what Steph Curry in this generation means to Tom Brady. Not exactly the greatest player to ever live, but one of the great winners right now in this generation, and certainly, again, an impactful player like that. Like, do you feel that conversation? Because Key was right there with me.
You know, I think we're sliding Tom just a little bit, simply because what Tom did is take less money to affect winning. Now, we haven't seen a lot of guys.
Remember, there's no hard cap in the NBA, so you can go over a cap. And
luxury tax and all that stuff.
Yeah, and the Warriors have been willing to do it.
Yeah, they're paying.
But it's kind of the same. Drafted the player, turned him into a star, built properly around him, and has maintained that same culture and system around him, adding pieces.
I would argue Tom would be a greater impact to winning. It's because in Tom's career, they had to adjust of how they won. They've won so many different ways. They've won leading the league kind of like in touchdown passes. He's won with like ugling it up defensively. I can say Tom, but listen, I think you paint the same kind of thing. Yeah, you painted Keyshawn, and I like how you set that up. But for a second, you had that gleam in your eye like devil's advocate, like you was Keanu Reeves, and you was setting up the sucker. You know what I'm saying? Because all you want to do is win. But listen, I totally agree with what you're saying. It's amazing what he does. Mm-hmm. In his group, and you know, people always say, "Is it the player, or is it the style?" And you can say it's both. Both can be true, and I think it is. It's the perfect marriage. It's the perfect cast of characters. And once again, Draymond was in his bag with being one of the worst agitators in the history of basketball. Very punchable face, and he was on full display.
There's somewhere else to go. Certainly with that, of course, on Draymond and whether or not he deserved to be thrown out of that game after that altercation with Jaylen Brown for a second technical. We'll get more into that. What he said after the game as well in a few minutes. Of course, we got your calls 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776. But first, Bart is going to give us this word from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let the professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. They will retrieve the code, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. They can help you find a service center online. Just visit O'Reilly.com and click on Find the Repair Shop. When you check when your check engine light is on, get the answers you need from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes it's a fine line between good defense or turnover offense. Stolen by Curry. Curry 1-on-4, 2-on-4. Pulls from the top for three and hits it.
Guy's amazing. He just keeps working on his game, his strength, his conditioning year after year, and it's a pleasure to watch him play.
Ow!
Steph Curry,
tell me when to go.
29 points in 32 minutes. Hit 5 of 12 from downtown. Six rebounds, four assists, and three steals in the game two win for the Warriors last night in game two of the NBA Finals. Let's continue. We got Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise from that first segment. And right now, got a no shooting. Wally Szczerbiak joining us right now. Certainly knows Boston as well. Played for the Celtics, among three other teams he played for in the NBA. An all-star in his 10 years in the NBA as well. Joins us right now. Wally, how we doing, man?
I'm doing great. What a game last night. What a series we have in this NBA final.
We certainly do. Steph, after two games, averaging 31.5 points a game. His shooting slashes are 46, 46, 82. I'd say that part is pretty good. But Wally, when you looked at Game Two versus Game One, what's the difference that you saw in the two games that allowed the Warriors to finish Game Two like they couldn't finish Game One?
Well, you know, remember the Warriors were just a little rusty; they had a lot of time off. comparable to Boston coming right off a 7-game series, so they were in rhythm. And I just think, you know, Boston executed to start that fourth quarter, and when threes start to go, we've seen it all over the league, the momentum completely shifts. And I think Boston's a very good defensive team. I think Golden State kind of let their guard down a little bit on the defensive end of the floor. And I think as a result, you know, that's why they went off in that fourth quarter. But you could see Golden State was much more focused on the defensive end of the floor last night.
Hey, Wally, can you help me explain? Because can you explain this to me? Al Horford was on fire in game one. How does a guy that goes for a career high in playoff numbers only have 4 attempts?
Well, they adjusted. You know how what it's like. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you play a team again, they're going to adjust, and they're not going to leave him open. They know how deadly he is from the three-point line. When he gets open looks, he's been money in the bank. So they adjusted their coverages, especially on the pick and roll, and rotations didn't allow him to get open looks. And if he doesn't get open looks, he's not a guy that's really going to create a lot of offense for himself. He's not going to go one-on-one. He's not going to post up. Not going to put the ball on the floor. So they said, we're not letting this guy beat us. We're going to dare other guys to beat us. I think if you're going to go down, make Marcus Smart beat you. You know, he's a guy who can make some big threes, but at the same time, over time, he's not a high percentage shooter. So leave that guy open instead of Al Horford.
Yeah, Smart 1-for-6, 0-for-3 in this game after being red hot from downtown in game one. Wally Szczerbiak joining us right now. We're talking about game two of the NBA Finals. And the third quarter, we always joke about with the Knicks, the third quarter of doom, right? The third quarter for the Warriors has been their strong quarter. It's always been, really, historically with this group. But the third quarter in the first two games has certainly stood out. When you see what they did with Steph Curry kind of taking over in that third quarter, do you look at it as Steph Curry has got to, in those moments, be the best player on the floor? Like, he's got to win this series for the Warriors. They always was with them. It's the, you know, the Splash Brothers. You've got Draymond Green. They had KD for a while. They had so much talent that there wasn't that much pressure on one guy. Does this feel more like a finals where Steph Curry has got to be the best player on the floor pretty much at all times?
I don't think so. I think Klay, you know, he's not the same Klay as a few years ago. Those injuries are going to take a little bit of a toll, especially on the defensive end of the floor. But just having him out there, you know, you can't leave him. You know, he was aggressive. He got up, I think, 19 shots. He might have been 4-for-19 or 4-for-17. I forget what it was. But, you know, you still know he's lurking. So I think Steph's starting to get the chemistry back with him when he reads, okay, Klay's a little bit off tonight. I got to even be more aggressive. I got to take those shots 3-4 feet behind the line, off the dribble, step back, stuff like that. See if I can really get myself into rhythm and get myself going. But there's no doubt about it. The floor opens up because you just can't leave Klay Thompson, because once he makes one, they're going to start going to him. He's got the ability to make, you know, 8 threes and a half. I mean, that's how that guy can get hot. And he kind of showed that in game 6 of the last series. So just having his presence out there, I think, you know, allows Steph Curry to be more aggressive, and he picks his moments when he needs to be aggressive. And last night, especially in the second half, that's when he needed to.
I mean, let's be honest, Klay's no, you know, Wally's World, but that's neither here or there. You know, you talk about going back. You know, Boston has to feel good about themselves. You know, the fact that they went on the road against the the Golden State Warriors and was able to get a game, but they can just as easy be down 0-2. What's the mind frame going into that type of mindset, knowing that you're going home? Like, who is the pressure on to carry the team? Because, you know, now you can kind of start seeing the finish line. And you know these games become a lot more pivotal because it is no tomorrow. There's no next series. This is for everything that you've dreamed of, and it's a lot on the line. What type of adjustments and, you know, what do coaches say when you're in that type of situation going back home, have an opportunity to try and go up 3-1?
Well, you can learn a lot from two games, especially. And I guarantee, you know, as a player and as a coach and as a franchise, Boston's very satisfied with the way they played in those first two games and getting a split. I mean, that's huge. When you can get a split in the NBA Finals on a team that's, you know, won 3 titles in Golden State, you've kind of accomplished your job. Now, you also know how good they are. And you know they're going to come into your house, and they are not going to be intimidated. They're going to play their butts off, and they are coming after you to get home court advantage back. Now, I will say this. That Draymond Green call it could have definitely been a double technical. I think if that's in the regular season, that is no question a double technical. So the game might have been a lot different if the refs made the right call on the floor. I mean, I understand why they didn't give them both double technicals, because then Draymond's out. But that's one of those things where, you know, Draymond has to watch, and Draymond gets away with a lot. He's very important to that team, but he has to keep his cool. I mean, you kick a guy in the head, then you grab his shorts and pull his shorts down. I don't know about you, Bart, but I'd be pretty hot. And I think double technicals should go back and forth on that type of situation. So
it's funny you bring that up, because, Wally, that's literally where I was going with you next, is going to ask you about that moment and whether you feel he deserved, like, that should have been a double technical, which would have kicked him out of the game. It could have had a major impact, because him defensively, he had a different energy about him in game two. You could see even he was feeling like, I've got to step up too, in the way that he can step up. And, I mean, you suggest he kind of got away with it, right, in that moment. And, you know, so you clearly feel that that should have been a call.
That should have been a tech. Well, I think he totally got away with it. You know, and that's what I think what Draymond Green does. He stretches the rules. And maybe that when he plays like that, he feels like he plays better. But that is certainly, you know, a little bit over the, you know, breaking the rules and a little bit over the line. Now we'll see how that translates into, you know, Boston Garden. But I give Jaylen Brown a lot of credit. You know, he defused the situation. I think the players did a good job of getting each other away from each other, because that could have escalated really quick. I mean, that was a bogus play, no matter what, and it was all facilitated by Draymond Green.
You know, so it does now. If that, you know me, I always say momentum officiating, right? I always tell you that I feel like refs, they officiate a certain way depending on where you are, what the game is doing, all that stuff. If that game is in Boston, let's say, all right, the next two games are in Boston. Let's say things get heated again. Do you feel like they would give him that call in Boston because of how the crowd would be reacting versus what was going on in the Chase Center?
I don't think it's a Boston thing. I think the call would be made now that the series is 1-1. I just feel like, you know, there's possibly a little bit of, hold on, it's 1-0 Golden State here. We're playing in Golden State. We know how important Draymond Green is. I mean, there is a chance you can say it doesn't warrant technicals, but we've watched a lot of basketball guys, like, that warranted a technical foul on both sides, because Jaylen Brown, you know, he went back at him and he was like, what are you doing grabbing my shorts and kicking me in the head? You know, so it's just one of those things where at a 1-1 game, if something like that happened again, I think they would throw Draymond Green out in that situation. I really do.
But it is what it is.
Yeah. I understand why they didn't. You know, I loved what Jeff Van Gundy's point, and I loved Mark Jackson's point. Yep. And, you know, you want to see players determine a series like that, no question. So I was fine with the call. But let's not let Draymond Green skirt on this one. That guy is a phony. That guy pushes the limit every single time he's out on the floor, and he pushed the limit last night, and he got away with it. So let's see if in the rest of this series he can be kind of reprimanded and corrected for that that altercation.
You want straight talk, you get it from Wally.
Like, you know what they say, man. Same thing, make you laugh, make you cry.
got to keep the emotions in check in Boston, because you're right, Wally. At 1-0, it's game two of a series. Maybe you don't want to mess with that, but as the series goes on, you want to make sure, all right, let's not do this every game now. So certainly something to watch as the series moves on to Boston. Wally, great stuff as always, my man. Thanks so much.
You're the best, boys. Let's go. It's going to be a fun series, and Rangers doing pretty good, too.
We got to get to the Rangers.
As soon as they rope me in, they break my freaking heart. 14 seconds!
Stop it. We'll get to all that. Wally, thanks, bud. Wally Zerbiak again. He played for the Celtics. He's got a little bit of that. You can feel it. He's definitely on that side of it when it comes to winning the series. He believes the Celtics are going to win this series. I didn't really get the chance to dive into that, but we can always have him on again. But he said something about Draymond Green that is interesting in that part of that conversation as well. And Draymond talked about that exchange with Jaylen Brown last night on SportsCenter. He said something in his explanation of it that I want to get Bart's reaction to. I want to get your reaction as well at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A lot to get to. Like I mentioned, Steph Curry. Is he the closest thing to Tom Brady that the NBA has? So much more as well. 11 NFL teams have OTAs opening up. A lot more football to talk. Some baseball with John Smoltz later on in the show as well. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and on the ESPN app.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn,
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. What are you laughing at?
In my mind, everyone's like, who, the Jets? It just pops in my head.
You mean Tyreek?
Who? The Jets?
Probably not.
Edit that part for you. Oh, we'll get to Tyreek Hill. We'll get to OTAs and everything else. We'll get some NFL talk with you. We got some baseball talk as well coming up. John Smoltz going to join us, the Hall of Famer. But I want you to listen to something. So, you know, we've been talking about Wally Szczerbiak, and a lot of you also want to talk about this. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So Draymond Green got into it with Jaylen Brown in the third quarter, and he had already gotten a tech earlier in the game. He had been – you know, just doing what he does, getting under people's skin, all that stuff. From the start of this game, he and Horford wrestled for the ball. Yeah. He got in Tatum's grill a little bit. They were going back and forth. He was telling Grant Williams, like, no, like when they were getting physical. So he was being that guy. So when that altercation happened, when he went down on top of Jaylen Brown, put his legs on top of him, and all the stuff that he was doing to get up, like pretending like he was, yeah, I'm in the way. It could have been a double tech, which would have kicked him out of the game. It didn't happen. Listen to his side of the story as he was on SportsCenter after the game with Michael Eve.
How concerned were you that they may have given you a second technical when you and Jaylen Brown were down on the floor?
Not at all.
Word? I mean, you are Draymond Green. You said they treat you differently.
That is, but it's the NBA Finals. And, you know, like I said, I wear my badge of honor. It's not that I'm saying they necessarily treat me different. I've earned differential treatment, and I enjoy that. I embrace that. But I'm never going to let someone stand over me. I'm a man first. My kids are in the stands. I don't play by, like, those type of games. And so whatever happens at that point happens.
All right. Here's what I want to ask you. I'm a man first. Whatever happens, happens. My kids are in the stands. Bart, what lesson are you teaching if for your team, in a game that you really need to win, mm-hmm, you get thrown out because you just got upset that a guy stood up and stared down at you? I understand the tough guy, the manhood thing. I get all that. But as a teammate, man, I need you. Can you just do me a favor and turn the other cheek real quick and then get him back some other way? But don't get thrown out of the game. Do you understand my point? Because I know for you, you've been in these moments.
Yeah, I've exactly been in these moments.
Yeah,
I mean, people remember famously, like, the Hard Knocks, when Rex was talking to Mike Pettine, like, no, leave him alone. I told him to do this, right? Because it was my job. I was a pistol starter, fire starter, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Poking a bear, getting people off their rocker. And this is the thing. When you're always a habitual line stepper, your rope, just by nature, is always a little bit longer than the common person. Because they're so used to Draymond talking all the damn time, complaining all the damn time. When he complains just a little bit, it's not as much as if somebody else, they'll say, man, listen, I had enough. So he's earned, when he say he's earned the right, he knows that he has a little bit of rope. And on Draymond type of, you know, Draymond-isms, that's not as bad or as hard as he can go. So he knew that was just enough to maybe get him to overreact, because they didn't react to what Draymond did, because they know if that would have been anybody else, that would have got escalated a lot faster, because they would have tried to referee the game and try and get the game under control.
All right.
If you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, Charles Barkley can always get away with on TV saying something that somebody else say could get reprimanded. But because they're so used to him going so far, it's like, I always like used to try and be real bad. So then when I was just a little bad, it didn't seem like I was being as bad. You know what I mean?
I get it.
And so that's what Draymond is talking about when he says, I've earned that right. And this is the NBA Finals.
That part I get. But the part about, you know, at that point, I'm a man
that's just horse wash, right? One, he's saying, man, stand over me with his junk in my face. Like, you're not going to, because a lot of times, this happens a lot of times in football piles too. Dudes will stand over you knowing that you got to scoop back. Because he's standing over up. you got to scoop back to get up. Like, bro, no, clear the space so I can get up, bro. So if you want to stand over me, of course, I'm going to push you back because you are stopping me from getting back. And Jaylen Brown knew what he was doing too.
Of course.
That was like that, listen, man, I'm here. I'm a grown-up. And it was funny, right? When I was watching the game, I forgot that in 2016 that
was LeBron.
No, that Jaylen Brown was a member of Cal, and he was at the 2016 finals. And he had a high top fade. So these are his heroes.
It's he the loves same his thing guy. That happened.
He was a fan, so now he got to be an enemy. And he don't know how to not be aggressive on them. Because it's hard to change that switch. Like, he was just there like 6 years ago.
Right, but that's what my whole point is that if that turns into an altercation and now you're thrown out, maybe even suspended, remember what happened in 2016. That series was a wrap.
Yeah.
LeBron is standing over you and you've got to kick and do all this stuff because I'm a man. You miss a game, bro, you lose that game, momentum is shot now, and you lose the series.
But see, you got to understand, when you're a habitual line stepper, you know how far you can go. Like, a lot of those, he knew if he kicked LeBron the balls, he was getting kicked out. Like, he knew, he didn't know he was going to get suspended. A push, a pull of the shorts.
Yeah. All right. I want to know what people, if people agree with Bart on this, what do we think
Rodman
of this play?
Was famous for this,
888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue with your calls. More news out of the NBA and what one coaching move means for a star player. A lot to get to, of course, but first, Bart has this from Granger.
Damn, they're working the hell out of me. It's Monday.
Next page.
For all the ones who get it done, Granger is always there to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe, and more important, your people even safer. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop on by. I don't have no address.
Bart and Han.
Alan on Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Let's get to some calls here on the Draymond Green stuff.
Talk to the people.
Yeah, Norman's in Florida. Go ahead, Norman.
Hey, guys. First time caller.
Thank you.
I kind of enjoy your show, but I got to respectfully disagree with y'all on the Draymond Green thing. Yes, he should have been given that second tech, but professionally, the referees did a good job by not giving that to him. But I've got a question, guys. How come y'all don't let none of y'all shows ever bring on former referees to explain the situation? Because this is a totally...
Well, we have, but I'll tell you what, Norman, last night on the broadcast, Steve Javy, who's part of the broadcast, explained why he wouldn't give a technical foul in that situation, that you know, that he admitted, referees are aware.
He's
already got one tech. If we give double techs here, he gets thrown out. Did it warrant him being thrown out at this point? Watch it back. See what it's just messing around. Let's play on.
Yeah, and understand. And Ravi,
so we had
nobody.
That.
Nobody.
We
no
can get the sound for you if you want, but that's literally what Steve said. I don't know how much more you'd need to talk about.
No referee ever wants to be the story. Any veteran, even every veteran referee that's worked their way and saw it, and you understand that these are the best of the best that they have to offer.
Yep.
They don't want to be the story.
No.
They don't want us talking about Monday about what they did that affected the game.
No,
and plus,
you don't want to make the call that has that kind of an impact on the game.
And plus, they're working at Foot Locker during the week, so we can't get them for comment.
Chris is in Oakland. Chris.
Okay, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
First, I got to tell you, Wally Szczerbiak, okay, player, fine, okay, journeyman. Four teams in 10 years, but no titles. So maybe Wally's a little bit jealous.
Jealous?
But to call Draymond a phony,
Oh, yeah. He doesn't like that part of his game. He's been consistent with that.
And he's from Boston, man. So take it with a grain of salt. It's okay. What you got for us?
Well, he played for Boston. He's from New York.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He played for Boston.
Yeah.
I'll say is Bart is right. Bart is exactly right. Draymond is the heart of the team. Let Dre be Dre. That's what he does, and that's what works for the Warriors.
Yeah, it does work for the Warriors. And you know what? Marcus Smart kind of does the same thing for Boston.
Agitated.
The same way. And that's what they do. They both kind of do the same thing, but Draymond's been doing a lot longer. All I pointed out was in 16, it worked against him.
Yeah, it did.
It could have last night, but it didn't. But is that who he is?
Well, he learned
absolutely
he learned
he can't
kick the marbles.
If he doesn't play
can't
that
kick the
way.
Marbles.
We're back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Han.
Breaking Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
A lot of breaking moves happening, though, over the last 24 hours or so in the NBA. It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance makes bundling home and auto easy. Learn more at progressive.com. We'll get back to your calls here in a moment, but a few things happened. Woj reporting yesterday a couple things. Number one, something we expected. We had talked about this a lot. Quinn Snyder stepped down as head coach of the Utah Jazz. It's time for a new voice.
2 years on his field.
Yes, but he felt like he took the team as far as they could go. And he's right. We saw that in the playoffs. There was nothing left. There's no tread left on the tire of that team. Nothing. You saw it. The way they played, they were just there. No spirit, no unity, nothing. He saw it as a coach. He's like, no. I got to walk away. They need a new coach. But the result from that, Knicks fans, listen up closely, is that Woj also has a story saying this in the aftermath of Quinn Snyder's departure as the Utah coach. All-star guard Donovan Mitchell described as, quote, unsettled, unnerved, and wondering what it means for the franchise's future, end quote.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell, in the story, he says Donovan Mitchell signed the extension because of Quinn Snyder as coach. He said, I signed this extension with Quinn Snyder as my coach. He's not here anymore. I'm not sure. This is his exit strategy.
Yes.
This is Bart, his out.
This is perfect.
Remember when I said, what's his out? How does he explain it? This is it.
This is perfect.
This is it. So,
knowing damn well he didn't sign up for Quinn Snyder.
What do the Knicks do? Because it's clear, there's your out. How do you convince? Now, he's got to convince the Jazz, get me out of here, which I don't know if Danny Ainge will do it. So there's a lot going on there.
Danny Ainge doing something good for the
Now,
Knicks.
Here's the other thing to keep in mind, speaking of Knicks. Johnny Bryant is the associate head coach of the Knicks. The Knicks, Tom Thibodeau and the Knicks, hired him over from Utah. He was an assistant coach with Utah. He is clearly a candidate for the Jazz job. He spent plenty of time there. He's still close with a lot of their players. Did the Jazz hire him to make Donovan Mitchell happy? And is this part of that?
I'm blocking
him. Get my guy.
No, I'm blocking him.
Or if you're
just – I ain't letting him go. If you're Bryant, I ain't letting him go.
Do you say – No. He's coming here because when Tibbs burns out, I got this job, and I've got Donovan Mitchell in New York, and I'm the head coach of the New York Knicks,
which is a
higher profile job. So there's a lot going on there to watch.
Can they
keep an eye on that story? That's a
But this
I'm not making this up anymore. I'm not bringing this up and turning it into a narrative. This is a real story happening now that I've been telling you about for months.
You're not about to tease the Knicks with good things because we're conditioned that we can't have good things.
Well, Stephen A. doesn't like it.
But then we see the Rangers, and we have good things. Now we see the Mets. We have good things.
We do.
Now we see the New York Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
And we have good things. Jets, Giants are on the way.
Looking better.
Islanders going to rebound.
Yep.
It could be the golden era
Is
of
it
New
like
York
the
sports.
The only team not doing Come anything on. Positive are the Knicks at this point? Does everybody seem to have a positive outlook? Like the Nets,
so
they have like a comeback off of what happened last year. They've got stars.
So this is
Who
nuanced.
Are we missing?
So this is so nuanced. Do they have the finesse?
Hmm.
Guys like World Wide West that we were told could get stuff done. Guys like Tibbs, can they get it done?
Do we start the song now?
Can we get her done? Can we figure
home.
Out a way to finally get a star
Tell
in the garden? Can
home.
The NBA help us, Alan? Will they assist us? Will they demand and say, if you're going to get rid of Donovan Mitchell, damn it, send him to the Knicks. We need it. It's money for everybody. Do you see what the Rangers are doing? to the profile of hockey?
It's amazing how many people are dialed into
the
sport.
Did you see the ratings?
Yes. It's really amazing to see how many people are dialed in.
This is what happens when New York has good things. Give us good things, damn it, and everybody's going to get money. Money.
We shall see. Quickly, two other things, though, being reported. Number one, Darvin Ham, head coach of the Lakers, right? Who did you say he should bring in to work with Anthony Davis that he was teammates with on your Pistons championship team? Yes, sir. Well, according to reports, Rasheed Wallace will be going to the Lakers as an assistant coach. That's good news if you're a Laker fan.
Yeah, don't help.
I think she's going to definitely help Anthony Davis. Now, there's
don't make
one.
Him go in the post.
The Charlotte Hornets still looking for a head coach. They are down to a couple of final names. One of them, Mike D'Antoni. The other one, Kenny Atkinson. Kenny Atkinson is right now an assistant coach on the bench with the Warriors next to Steve Kerr. You know, Mike Brown already is taking the job with the Kings. Yeah. You could have another coach leaving the Warriors, take another head coach job. They're going to be meeting with Michael Jordan and Mitch Kupchak in Boston on one of the off days. If I know Kenny doesn't want any distractions. I'm focused on winning right now. But D'Antoni's also in the mix here, so keep an eye certainly on that.
When did Golden State become the Patriots? You go there and repair yourself, and you go get another job. Here's the thing, though, right? When you think about D'Antoni and Atkinson, you know, like, what does Utah do as far as being aggressive to be able to try and get those guys? And does that push
Who wants that job?
I mean, who can convince him to say, it's not the worst.
That team's got some issues, man.
Yeah, they got issues.
And it's not an easy place for a lot of guys to play. Like, I'm curious of what's going to happen to Utah. But like, just to recap again, Donovan Mitchell now suddenly unsettled, uncertain about Utah. What do the Knicks do on this one going forward? We'll get to your calls. We got a lot more to do, including talk with a Hall of Famer about a belief in what he sees in the Bronx. Next, Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.